اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah bless you all. May Allah accept from all of us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release us from the hellfire. O Allah, we ask you to admit us all in Jannah. O Allah, we ask you to have mercy on those who passed away before us. O Allah, we ask you to have healing for those who are sick. Allahumma shfihim. Allahumma aafihim. Allahumma aafihim ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim mubarak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters, inshallah tonight we will reflect on some of the ayahs in juz number 6. I don't think I need this. You can hear me right, fine? Alhamdulillah. We have too many mics nowadays. What's going on?
And too many reciters.
Alhamdulillah, we have many reciters. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 7, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you and His covenant which He ratified with you when you said, we hear and we obey. And fear Allah or heed Allah, for Allah knows well the secrets of your hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. That Allah knows the stealthiest glances and what the heart conceals. In this ayah, there is a really significant issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took covenant with all of us. And this is an indication of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, He created all the progenies, all human beings from that day or from that moment until the day of judgment. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. That the Lord drew forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their descendants, and made them testify, saying, Am I not your Lord, who cherish and sustains you? And they said, Yes, we do testify. This is an indication that when human beings, we are resurrected in the day after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made covenant with us that He's the Lord, He's the Creator, that we have no say in it, or we cannot refuse or rebuke that covenant. That we cannot say that we were absent, because at that time, at that moment, Allah took the covenant from Bani Adam. Again here, وَذْكُرُوا, remember the mithaq or the covenant that Allah has taken from you, and you said, O Allah, we obey and we hear. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now here comes the ayah that your covenant is part of it, is this ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as witnesses to fair dealing, and let not the hatred of others to you make you swerve to wrong and depart from the justice. Be just, that is next to piety, and heed Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. This is one of the covenant that Allah took upon us, that to witness for justice, regardless of the individuals, if they wronged us, if they had hatred against us or not, whether we hate them or they hate us. Hate is the word that should not be used in our religion. Love and mercy is the equivalent or the opposing of hatred. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ. Stand firmly to Allah and we witness to justice. Be just. Another ayah yesterday, last night we have heard in juz number 5, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Be just. Be witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's against yourselves or against those who you love. So to do justice and act righteously in a favorable or neutral atmosphere is prize or praiseworthy and commendable. But the real test comes when you have to do justice to people who hate you or to whom you have hatred or hostility. This is the time where you think that, am I doing the right thing? Is my ego getting in between me and taking the decision to be just? That's the test, the real test. It's very, very hard, dear brothers and sisters. We are a loving people. And when it comes to the reality that when we stand for justice, sometimes people sway away because they have some inclination towards those people who they love or they hate. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the test for us, that we have to be witness and to witness against hostility and hatred and to be just. No less required by us for the moral laws. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is next ayah. To those who believe and do good deeds of righteousness, has Allah promised forgiveness and great rewards. This is a continuation that if you stand for the covenant that you took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, witness to justice and be just, even though against yourselves or against those whom you love, but to take justice in hand, then the promise of Allah, those who believe and do righteous deed, certainly we have given them forgiveness and a great rewards in the hereafter. The next ayah is ayah number 48. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه. That we have sent to you a scripture in truth, confirming the scriptures that came before it and guarding it in safety. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that be judge between them by what Allah has revealed unto you, and do not follow their whims and temptations, and diverging from the truth that has come to you. بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Then Allah says, لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Subhanallah. To each among you, we have prescribed a law and an open way. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. Had He willed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He willed, He would have made you a one nation. But وَلَكَنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. But His plan is to test you in what He has given you. So فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Strive as in a race in all virtues. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. To Allah is your return, all of you. And then Allah will tell you the truth of the matter and what you have been disputing against. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. That We have created you all from one pair of male and female. All of you had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, we made all of you in one nation, one creed, one faith. No difference in geography or in faith or in shape or age. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us in this matter, to confirm the true original message, the purpose of this, to guard it, or to act as a check to its interpretation, to safeguard everything or the laws that Allah has created. Christian, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, different nations, different creed, different beliefs. We have no authority over others to convert them. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no hatred. There is no compulsion in religion. So we have to adhere to the fact that Allah has created different people, different faith, different mentality, different thinking. All we have to do is follow the scripture, follow the Quran, what the Quran teaches us, to follow it, and let the test be at the end when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the final judge. We cannot impose our ideas or ideology over a certain group of people just because we are powerful and we have the power and the money. That is not the way. Whether it is a different within Islam, within the faith, we have those people who are adhering to the hadith, people who say, oh no, we adhere to the Quran, people who say, oh no, we have this different, everybody is different. We all come from one source and we all going back to the same source, and He's the final judge. May Allah grant us forgiveness for what we do, what we believe in, and guide us through the truth and through the straight path at the end, inshaAllah. And make us among those who say the truth and follow it. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.